The armies of Israel, under the command of Joab, defeated the Ammonites. David went with his men to be present when the capital city, Rabbah, was captured. He took the crown from the head of their king, and it was placed on David's head. Its weight was a talent of gold, about 34 kilos, and it was set with precious stones. David and his army returned to Jerusalem with a great quantity of plunder. During his reign, David gathered vast reserves of gold, silver, and bronze for the temple of the Lord. His many conquests enabled him to set aside great riches, so that the temple his son Solomon would one day build in Jerusalem would reflect in splendor the glory of God. At that time, Solomon was still very young, while his elder brothers were grown men. Amnon, the firstborn, was the son of Ahinoam of Jezreel, David's first wife. David had then married Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. His third wife was a foreign princess, Maacah, daughter of the king of Geshur. She had given him a son, Absalom, and a daughter, Tamar, both of whom were outstanding for their beauty. In all Israel there was not a man so highly praised for his handsome appearance as Absalom. From the top of his head to the sole of his foot there was no blemish in him. He would cut his magnificent long hair from time to time when it became too heavy for him. He loved to be seen and admired, and knew how to curry favor with people. In the course of time, Amnon, David's eldest son, fell in love with Tamar, Absalom's sister. Amnon, the heir apparent to the throne, was dazzled by her beauty. There was, however, little hope that he could possess her, as she was his half-sister, and any union between them was forbidden by Mosaic law. Amnon became frustrated to the point of illness because of Tamar. With the help of a friend, he made a plan to get his sister to come and visit him. Pretending to be sick, he asked his father to send Tamar so she could prepare him some of her special bread. David sent word to Tamar at the palace to go to the house of her brother and make the bread he wanted. Tamar did so, but Amnon refused to eat. He told his attendants to leave the room and asked Tamar to serve him in his bedroom. Then he took hold of her, and when she refused to lie with him, he took her by force. After getting his way with her, he felt nothing but hatred for his sister, and he had her driven out of his house by his servants. Tamar put ashes on her head, tore the richly ornamented robe that only the king's unmarried daughters were allowed to wear, and went away crying aloud as she went. David heard about this and was very angry, but Amnon went unpunished. From then on, Absalom waited for an opportunity to avenge his sister, who now lived in his house, a desolate woman. 2 years later, Absalom invited the king and all his brothers to the country to celebrate, as he was shearing his sheep. This was always a festive occasion in Israel. David refused the invitation, but he allowed his sons to go. During the festivities, Absalom ordered his men to kill Amnon, after he had drunk enough to be in high spirits. When the prince was murdered, all his brothers, terrified, mounted their mules and hurried away. Absalom fled to Geshur, the Aramean principality of his maternal grandfather, and he stayed there 3 years. Then Joab, David's nephew and the commander of his army, undertook to bring Absalom back. With this in mind, he sent a wise woman from Tekoa to David, having told her what to say to the king, so that he would be persuaded to recall Absalom. David guessed that Joab was behind the wise woman's intervention, and said to him, "Very well, go, bring back the young man Absalom." Joab bowed to the ground and went to fetch the young prince. But David refused to allow him to come to court. For 2 years he lived in Jerusalem without seeing the king. Even Joab would not go to visit him. In the end, exasperated, he told his servants to set fire to Joab's barley field. This at last brought Joab to come to him and then intercede with David on his behalf. Absalom was summoned and reinstated in the king's favor. But some time later he began a conspiracy to win the loyalty of the people of Israel and stir up a rebellion against his father. He provided himself with a chariot and horses and 50 men to run ahead of him, so as to impress the people with his handsome appearance and fine retinue. He showed great consideration and kindness to everyone, and stood each day near the city gates to talk with the Israelites who came to Jerusalem. He assured them that he would plead their cause and settle their lawsuits in their favor. This went on for 4 years, and Absalom won the hearts of the people. They saw in him a leader who would exercise justice, govern with kindness, and who had their personal interests at heart. Next episode, The Rebellion.